Are you maximizing your e-commerce potential? In today's Plum Club podcast, we're going to talk about outsourcing and how it can improve your online sales and also make your life a little easier. We're going to discuss some specific practical strategies and tools that will improve your e-commerce marketing, merchandising, fulfillment, and returns processes. These solutions are some of the current best practices of leading jewelry e-commerce brands, from Walmart to Signet. They can help you scale your online business and become an e-commerce leader in your community too. I'm Cheryl Kremko. Joining me today is Karen Weiss, Director of E-commerce for EMA Jewelry, who specializes in diamond and gemstone jewelry. EMA has a lot of experience helping its retail customers sell more jewelry online, independents as well as national chains. Karen's going to share some ways you can maximize your online sales with e-commerce merchandising and fulfillment solutions. So welcome, Karen. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
First, I want to ask you about outsourcing marketing, because a lot of jewelers do this first, and they hire agencies to handle their digital marketing. Do you think outsourcing marketing is an effective way for jewelers to invest in their online business?
No, I actually don't think outsourcing marketing is a good idea. When you work with digital marketing agencies, they often are thinking in terms of a national audience. We as vendors want you to think in terms of your local audience because you know your local market and your customers and what they need better than a marketing agency. So I'm not a marketing expert, but I find that pay-per-click and SEO marketing used to be a more effective way to reach customers. But we're finding that in today's world, it's not working anymore, even for national retailers. You could spend thousands of dollars on clicks and it will only generate a $500 sale.
What about social media?
So social media is a great way for you to connect with your customers. You can spend thousands of dollars a month hiring a social media expert, but by using one of your salespeople to handle your social media campaign and even schedule the campaigns in advance will help you target your consumer. You know your consumer the best. Hiring an outside agency to run your social media campaign when they are targeting large national audience won't bring them to your site or your store.
What about merchandising products for your website? Is that something a retailer can outsource successfully?
Definitely. You should be able to ask your vendors for product descriptions and images for starters. Your vendors should be able to supply everything you need to upload your product to your website. Another way is to give your vendors access to the back end of your website so they can upload the pictures for you. This will allow your salespeople to actually work directly with your customer and free up some of their time. Also, vendors will be able to upload their most popular items right to your website and adjust inventory as it sells. They'll hold the inventory for you and make sure your website inventory is always up to date and you don't have to invest in the product. So that's the key. You want to save money. By having your vendors stock your website with products that you don't have in the store, you can take advantage of the opportunity to sell items online in different color gold, different gemstones. For example, let's say in your store you have a ring that's a size 7 in blue topaz and white gold. You can take out your handy iPad and your salesperson could show your customer what the ring will look like in yellow gold in garnet. That way you don't have to stock it in yellow gold and garnet. They'll be able to visibly see it on the iPad. Just last week, I went to CB2, Crate and Barrel, and I really liked this chair, but I wanted it in blue. They took out their iPad right away, showed me that the chair does come in blue. They just didn't have it in their store, which makes sense because they can't have everything in your store because then you'll be spending a lot more money on investing in inventory that you don't necessarily need. Also, a vendor might have that ring in stock in 10 different gemstones and 3 colors of gold in sizes 4 to 9. By you just having it in size 7 and then possibly sizing it for the customer, this will delay the customer from having the ring that they want. Also, it's an extra cost for you to size the ring. If your vendors carry it in sizes 4 to 9, then they'll be able to ship directly to the customer, and the customer will be more satisfied as they will get the ring in their size quickly.
What you said about ring sizes is really interesting. I know ring sizing is always a big issue for inventory, what sizes to stock. And have you seen the average ring size change over the years?
So I've seen it change. I've seen ladies' fingers get larger. We are selling more size 8, although my colleague says that we do also sell more size 6 than we used to. So whether it's getting bigger or smaller, all of America is not just the size 7, which is what most independent retailers stock.
What if retailers don't want to give their vendors access to the back end of their website?
Your vendors can also work with services. I know we do with Commerce Hub and Disco, which was recently acquired by Commerce Hub, and Logic Broker, to name a few that I've used. These EDI platforms connect supply, demand, and delivery. Your vendors can update directly onto these platforms every day without accessing your website. They will not see your customer information. Their credit card information is all secure. And these platforms also work very well with Shopify, as many independent retailers use. You can create accounts with specific permission for your vendors so they can upload products and description as well as update inventory. And this will, again, free up time for your salespeople so they can directly focus on making sales.
So we're talking about having virtual inventory that's on your website that your vendor has in stock and that you don't have in store. Can you give me some examples of products that you would recommend carrying like this?
Definitely personalization. Let's say you have initial pendants. You might just have a few of the best-selling letters, or maybe just the letter A or the letter S in the store, but your vendor will have all the letters. Again, you take out the iPad, you show them what the letter H looks like, the letter Z looks like, so they'll have an idea. And the order is placed directly on the iPad when your customer comes to the store, and it will be shipped directly to the customer from the vendor. The one advantage to having your vendors give you images for merchandise that you don't carry in the store, you'll be able to have completely new products that will be added to your website that you don't have to stock. This is a great way to test new products to see if your customers will respond to them. And then you can see if you actually want this product in your store. In this way, you won't ever have to wait for a trade show to order a new product. You'll be able to see what's new all the time. A great tool would be to add to the website that this item is new. And if you have a category that says new, you always want to have a fresh website. You don't want to have the same styles over and over again being featured, because your customers will get tired of seeing the same merchandise all the time.
When retailers today are working on becoming omnichannel brands, presenting their brand the same way everywhere, is it a disconnect to have products on the website that you don't have in the store?
I don't think so. You can label the products as online only so that your customers will understand that if they come into the store, they're not going to be able to see it in person. It's just not feasible for independents who are very money conscious to have every item in their store. Even if you have multiple stores, the item still may not be in that particular store that your customer walks into. It could be in another store in another city. You can also make Instagram shoppable posts for items that are specifically not in the store. That way your customer can buy directly from the post, or even have a link to the website when you click on the item so that they can buy directly from Instagram.
What should retailers look for effective product images?
You definitely need the typical white backgrounds, high definition images. But what you really need in today's world are live model shots. This will show scale. I have found ruler shots are not effective because the customer has no idea how large the pendant is in inches or millimeters. We've tried everything. The only thing that has been effective is an actual live model shot. Even when retailers use Photoshop, it doesn't depict the actual size of the item. That's why you should request live model shots from your vendors, and many of your vendors are already beginning to do that. These professional model shots can also be used for social media. So you'll be able to use them, post them on Instagram, and again, have your salespeople or one salesperson a month who are dedicated to making the social media posts. That way, you do not have to outsource social media. 62% of Gen Z and millennial consumers want visual search capabilities. It helps them find what they're looking for much faster. And in order to target this market, you need to do things fast. That's why your photos and your videos definitely need to be optimized. You want to make sure that the item is compressed so that it loads faster. Nothing is worse than going onto a website, clicking on a photo, and it just keeps going and going and going, and the image is not loaded. In that time, you have already lost your customer. They will move on to a different website.
So we talked about product images. What about product descriptions? What does the ideal product description look like?
It can be basic. You can start with a flowery sentence, but all you really need is the description, the carrot, the color of gold, the diamond color and the clarity, the center stone weight, and the total diamond carat weight. If a diamond is certified, you want to add that to the description because that is really a bonus. For pendants, you should definitely include the length of the chain and if it's adjustable. Many e-commerce websites find it too tedious to offer unique product descriptions. So they'll just write a generic 14-karat white gold sapphire pendant and they won't look for a unique description. Unfortunately, if you don't use a unique description, the search engines will deem your website as being low quality, and the more chances you'll have to organically land on the top page of a search engine will disappear. The longer your description and the more keywords you use in your description, the better it will be. Meta descriptions, on the other hand, is what users see when your page pops up in a search engine. Google limits these meta descriptions to only 160 characters or less. So make sure that you include your keywords in the meta descriptions as well as any promotions you have on a specific product. And again, page speed is also very important. The faster your website is, the more likely you will not have someone leave the site. And the faster your website, this will rank you higher and will overall provide a better user experience for your customers.
So what about dimensions? Do jewelers need to measure everything?
You definitely can add dimensions, but consumers, again, they really don't understand how big a 5-millimeter stone will look. For dimensions, the model shot is all you need. And again, you should be able to get these model shots directly from your vendor. Your vendor is not just your vendor. We are a partner, and we want to increase your sales so that our sales will be increased.
Okay, so you have your vendor providing images, descriptions, product inventory, and virtual products. What about when you get the order? Can you outsource fulfillment too?
Absolutely. You can save a lot of time if you let your vendors fulfill your orders instead of doing this yourself, especially during holiday season when you want your salespeople dealing with your customers. You shouldn't have them in the back room shipping, boxing the merchandise, and waiting for the UPS and FedEx delivery to come. In that time, you might have lost sales because your salespeople will have been thinned out. What you need to do is you let your vendor ship for you. As we drop ship for many customers, we have daily UPS and FedEx deliveries. We ship all of our orders within 24 to 48 hours, as well as many other vendors. Vendors like us send 100, 200 packages a day. And during the holiday season, that volume increases to upwards of 1,000 packages a day. So UPS and FedEx come to pick up several times a day. I don't recommend that you use USPS. They do not give you a time when they're going to pick up. So they might pick up at 9:15 a.m. before the orders have even been processed. And then that order will not be fulfilled until the next business day. You can provide your boxes, or the vendor could use a neutral box. Some independents that we drop ship for provide their own tissue paper, box, and even a gift bag, which we include inside the shipping package. So your customer will see your name with our return address on the label. Some retailers have a website that has integrated vendor fulfillment functionality using a platform like Commerce Hub or Logic Broker. But other independents that we work with literally just email us the order with the packing slip and the label, and we print it and ship it. The retailers will provide us with their shipping account and whether or not we need to insure the order, and we follow the wishes of the retailer. We ship within 24 to 48 hours, even during holiday time.
What about returns?
So it's up to the individual retailer to decide how they want to handle it. Some retailers have returns shipped back directly to the vendor, so they never have to touch the product, they never see the product. In that case, the return address that we will use is your store name and the vendor's address. From your website, you can also generate a return shipping label for the customer that will ship directly back to us. Once we receive the product, we then will send an email to the retailer so that they may refund their customer. We have no access, again, to your customer information, their credit card information, so we cannot refund the customer. Only you can. Another way is to have the item shipped directly back to your store, and the returns will get processed from there. Then the retailer will have to ship the item back to the vendor in order to receive the credit.
So how big of an online business do you have to outsource your fulfillment?
It's totally worth it, even if you're only going to sell a few items a month. It doesn't cost that much money to maintain a website. It saves you time that you can now spend on bringing the customers to your website, your Instagram, your emails, your blog, and your store. You don't need to have thousands of items on your website. You just need to focus on what you sell best. If it's diamond fashion, focus on that. If it's bridal, then that's what you should have online also. You don't need to become an Amazon or a Walmart, which is a marketplace, and sell every single item. If you're not selling chains and findings, then you should not be starting to sell chains and findings, because your local customer will not be looking to you to buy that item. Focus on what you do best.
Selling online is always evolving. So what are some of today's best practices?
Definitely, you want to unclutter your website. Make sure it's clean, easy to use, with a simple design, simple menus that make it easy to navigate. It's also definitely worth it to develop a simple app with basic e-commerce features. Young consumers do all their shopping on their phones today, and a user-friendly app makes that easier. It's also worthwhile to enable your customers to purchase directly off your Instagram page with Instagram shoppable posts. I cannot stress this enough. Or at least with a link taking consumers directly to the item on your website. As far as marketing goes, in addition to your daily Instagram posts, make sure you continue to build your email subscriber list. Personalize your emails. See if you can get permission to text your customers. But don't send them emails every day. No one wants to be bogged down with many, many emails or many text messages. What retailers do well is one-day flash sales on a single item. Also, write blog posts so you have content to link to and from social media and emails. Blogs can help your business thrive by keeping up to date with the latest jewelry trends. I want you guys to start your blog right after this JCK show. You'll see all the latest trends, and that's the time when you should come back and tell your customers all about the new product that you have bought for your store. Target your local customers and deepen your existing customer relationships. Through organic sales, you can slowly expand your sales with tangible results. That's ultimately your goal in outsourcing your merchandising and fulfillment for your e-commerce business. It's to give you and your salespeople more time to do what you guys do the best. Instead of spending time retouching photos, uploading images, writing product description, and packing and shipping orders, you can use this valuable time to interact with your local customer and target your local community directly through your Instagram posts, through Facebook, through your emails, and your blog. No one can compete with you being you.
Thank you so much to Karen Weiss for joining us today. Hopefully, we've inspired some of you to leverage your supply chain and outsource. You can find more great e-commerce tips in the Plum Club podcast library, so be sure to check it out.